Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Not Stolen: The Truth, About European Colonialism in the New World, by Jeff Finn Paul, is a revisionist work of historical argument about European expansion, Native American societies, and the moral interpretation of colonization in the Americas. Rather than presenting a conventional survey of colonial history, the book is organized around contested public questions, including whether America was stolen, whether Europeans committed genocide, whether settlers were uniquely racist, and whether native peoples are owed reparations. Finn Paul writes against a strongly negative interpretation of European colonization that he sees as dominant in parts of academia, journalism, and public memory. His purpose is not simply to defend every colonial action, but to challenge broad claims that reduce five centuries of conflict, trade, treaty-making, demographic change, and cultural exchange to a single story of theft and victimization. The result is a polemical but research-oriented book aimed at readers who want a counterargument to current anti-colonial narratives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, land acquisition is framed as a legal and commercial process, not only as conquest. A central argument of Not Stolen is that European acquisition of land in the New World cannot be accurately described only through the language of seizure. Finn Paul emphasizes treaties, deeds, negotiated purchases, and colonial court systems as evidence that land transfer often occurred within recognizable legal frameworks. His point is not that every transaction was fair or that coercion never existed. Rather, he argues that a sweeping claim of total theft ignores the practical importance of property rights, written agreements, and native participation in land markets. This approach matters because it shifts the question from moral slogan to historical mechanism. If land passed through varied means, then each case requires attention to local context, the parties involved, the legal norms in force, and the later enforcement of agreements. The book, therefore, challenges readers to distinguish between fraud, conquest, purchase, settlement pressure, and diplomatic exchange. Its most distinctive move is to treat native peoples not only as passive victims of European expansion, but also as political actors who negotiated, sold, resisted, litigated, and adapted within changing colonial systems. Secondly, the genocide question is treated through intent, disease, violence, and demographic change. Finn Paul devotes major attention to the claim that European colonization amounted to genocide against Native Americans. His argument focuses on separating catastrophic population decline from deliberate extermination. The book stresses that disease, especially old world pathogens to which Native populations had limited immunity, played a major role in demographic collapse. It also examines warfare, forced labor, displacement, and harsh colonial policies, but it resists treating every form of suffering as proof of a coordinated genocidal project. The reasoning depends on a distinction between outcomes and intentions. A population can decline dramatically through disease, social disruption, intermarriage, migration, and assimilation, without every decline being the result of planned mass killing. This is one of the most controversial parts of the book because many readers regard the scale of native loss as morally inseparable from colonial expansion. Finn Paul attempts to narrow the analytical standard by asking what Europeans intended, what policies were actually implemented, and how evidence varies across regions and centuries. The result is an argument against broad generalization, though not a denial that violence and abuses occurred. Thirdly, Native societies are presented as complex political communities rather than idealized victims. Another recurring theme is the rejection of romanticized depictions of Native American societies as uniformly peaceful, egalitarian, ecological, or communitarian. Finn Paul argues that pre-colonial and colonial Native groups were diverse political communities with their own interests, conflicts, hierarchies, alliances, and rivalries. This matters because idealization can distort history almost as much as hostile caricature. The book points to intertribal warfare, raiding, slavery, shifting alliances, and competition over resources as reminders that Native peoples operated within real political worlds. By emphasizing this complexity, Finn Paul seeks to restore agency to Native groups while also weakening a simple moral binary in which Europeans act and Native peoples only suffer. This does not imply equivalence between European imperial power and indigenous vulnerability. Instead, it asks readers to see the New World as a field of multiple actors whose decisions shaped outcomes. The analytical benefit of this approach is that it explains why some Native groups allied with Europeans against other Native groups, why trade relationships mattered, and why colonial expansion was often mediated through diplomacy rather than pure military domination. Fourthly, the book challenges recent anti-Western narratives by using a question-driven structure. Not Stolen is organized around provocative historical questions. a structure that gives the book both accessibility and argumentative force. Instead of moving chronologically through all of New World colonization, FinPaul addresses public controversies one at a time: Columbus, racism, conquistadors, settler colonialism, cultural genocide, appropriation, reparations, and related topics. This method allows the book to engage directly with claims circulating in journalism, classrooms, political debate, and popular activism. Its strength is clarity. Readers can see the claim being tested, the kind of evidence being introduced, and the conclusion being drawn. Its risk is that the tone can feel adversarial because the book often begins from extreme or simplified accusations before offering corrective context. The structure also reveals the main intellectual project, not a neutral encyclopedia of colonial history, but a systematic rebuttal to what FinPaul regards as distorted anti-Western revisionism. In that sense, the book belongs to a genre of historical counterargument. It is designed to intervene in public memory as much as to summarize archival knowledge, making it especially relevant to debates over monuments, school curricula, and national identity. Lastly, its strongest contribution and main limitation come from the same corrective purpose. The book stands out because it insists that moral judgment about colonialism must be grounded in distinctions that public debate often collapses. Purchase is not identical to theft. Disease is not identical to murder. Cultural change is not automatically cultural genocide. And native agency is not erased by acknowledging European power. These distinctions give the book its intellectual value, especially for readers frustrated by simplified accounts of colonial history. At the same time, the corrective purpose creates a limitation, because the argument is built against dominant negative narratives. Some readers may feel that the book gives less sustained attention to colonial brutality, coercive dependency, broken agreements, or the cumulative effects of settlement pressure than those subjects deserve. Even sympathetic reviewers have noted that the title can be misleading if taken to mean no land was ever stolen. The more careful reading is that FinPaul argues against theft as the overall explanatory model, not against every documented injustice. The book is therefore best understood as a counterweight rather than a final synthesis. Its usefulness depends on reading it alongside works that foreground native perspectives, colonial violence, and regional variation. In conclusion, Not Stolen is best suited for readers interested in colonial history, Native European relations, and current disputes over how the American past should be interpreted. It will appeal especially to those who want a structured challenge to claims that European colonization can be summarized as theft, racism, and genocide. The practical benefit is not a set of policy prescriptions, but a sharper method for reading historical claims, define terms carefully, separate intent from outcome, examine legal mechanisms, and avoid treating diverse societies as moral symbols. Intellectually, the book encourages skepticism towards slogans on both sides of the debate and asks for attention to local evidence and historical context. Compared with many books in the same category, its distinctive feature is its direct engagement with present-day accusations through chapter-length questions rather than a conventional chronological narrative. It also stands apart by combining a defense of European legal and commercial practices with an argument for native agency. Readers who already favor anti-colonial interpretations may find the book contentious, while readers seeking a complete native-centered history may need complementary works. Its value lies in being a forceful, evidence-minded counterargument within a highly polarized field. If you would like to support Jeff FinPaul, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.